Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 5, verses 17 through 29. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 5th chapter. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working. This is why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. So Jesus said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For the Father raises the dead and gives them life. So also the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Some days the preacher is given a text that is either too short or one in which he struggles to find a clear theme upon which to expound the gospel. Others, like our reading for this morning from John, are quite the opposite, where there are almost too many ideas and themes to choose from, too many threads to pull, especially for an abbreviated homily. First, we hear of the unity between the Father and the Son, and the authority that is handed down and exercised. Second, we hear of the raising of the dead, a resurrection to life at the will of the Son. And third, we hear of judgment, and using slightly different words, the work of the Son to judge both the living and the dead. Fourth could be a theme dealing with honor. And at the end of the reading, there's a fifth possible sermon theme, with the verse taken up by the Athanasian Creed in explaining what will happen on the last day when all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account of their deeds. And here's that verse from the reading that's only slightly altered in the Creed. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Now, admittedly, on the surface, that last verse sounds pretty difficult and a hard confession to make, but in reality, it's quite simple to explain and without leading into works righteousness. The good that the Athanasian Creed speaks of is faith, belief, gifted by Jesus himself in that which is confessed. Nevertheless, our reading could also have a variety of other sermons on authority or the resurrection, on judgment, honor, or on the longest yet least used creed. I'm sure there are a number of other themes as well in the text, but what stuck out to me, at least were those right there. And there's one more, too, that I haven't yet mentioned. And it's a verse that I feel ties a lot of things together. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Of course, this is a reference to Jesus' calling forth those who are in the grave. And in John 11, we hear it, right? The famous Lazarus come out. That right there was a physical manifestation of a spiritual and ultimately eternal truth that those who hear the voice will live. And yet Lazarus died again to once again await the resurrection in peace. So while it's good and right to note that Jesus is Lord over death, let's first hear maybe the connection to John chapter 10, where Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, saying, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So when taken in the entire context of the Gospel of John, then, our reading is not just about the physically dead who will one day be called forth from the grave, but also the spiritually dead who are quickened and gathered by the voice of the Good Shepherd. So it is that our reading is about faith. John says as much about the entire gospel near the end in chapter 20. "These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. I tell you the truth, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. For we would all be dead in our trespasses and would return there if left to our own devices and strength. And yet Jesus, in his infinite mercy, according to his will and the will of his Father, calls out to you, not in an outwardly magnificent way, but through the voice of a sinful man. Even now, his voice is crying out in the wilderness of men's hearts, in your hearts, through your ears, to quicken, to plant, and to prune." And though now I know I'm mixing metaphors when I use plant and prune, right? "For thus the Good Shepherd makes for himself a people who were no people, creating and sustaining a flock, his own flock, calling forth the living from the dead. As such were you, for your faith was created, and it is sustained," that is, you were sought and you were saved, "by the very voice of the Son of God, according to his will and the will of his Father. So truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and even now is here, when the dead are called to life. To God alone be all glory, honor, and worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.